Today is Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2015, and I currently have 6:04 p.m. I'd like to call our work session to order. Tonight on the agenda, we've got a discussion on FY16 General Fund and Water Sewer Fund. So, Mr. Love, time is yours. You've got about 20, 25 minutes. Okay.
Just push the...
I can see mine. Yep.
Push the... down.
So that's a comprehensive list of the items discussed at our budget workshop for this upcoming year. And go to the next page. I'm just going to give a little bit of a economic update. I think Gary could probably do this better than me, but I'll just pretend. Next slide. So Utah County, and compared to the United States, is doing really, really well. And the United States is doing better than most of the world. Most of the world's in turmoil, as you know. Our unemployment is 3.3%. And you can go to the next slide. Something that's interesting is how much the construction permitting has gone up in our county. We haven't seen that in the city, but you can obviously tell at Lehigh there's a lot of construction going on in our county right now. And that's it. Okay. So our general revenues are about what we budgeted for, what we expected, other than franchise taxes have been a little bit lower due to the super mild winter. We're about 8,000. I looked today through February, about 8,000 less than last year. If we ended up 8,000 less at the end of the year, we'd still be very close to what we budgeted. Everything else is pretty much what we budgeted. Sales tax is higher. And go to the next slide.
Question?
Yes.
You said our revenue is lower because of the good weather this winter?
Yes.
Why is that?
Franchise taxes are Questar, Rocky Mountain,
heating.
Power.
Okay.
So when we had rain in August, we didn't have a really hot August.
Yeah.
It was kind of a cool August. And then we've had a really warm winter, probably record-setting winter. So... considering we've had a record-setting winter and we're still within a couple thousand dollars of our budget, I think that's pretty good. Monthly sales tax, we just got the numbers for December, which come out in February, and they were fantastic. So that you can see the blue line, that's the current year. We're about 12,000, I think, higher than last year. Our previous months were averaging about $4,000 a month higher. So December was really good. Next slide. Talked a little bit about franchise fees already, but you can see it. It's trailing just slightly last year. It's the red line, and it's just been slightly below most of the year. Next slide. Construction. All it takes is a small development to triple our revenues in this area, but we really haven't had any. We've had like 5 or 6 permits.
This is 1% of our total revenue anyway.
Yeah, it's not a huge amount of our... in the past, you know, when the city was growing fast, it was a huge amount of the revenue, but now it's not. But this is impact fees, billing permits. Even that being said, we're still pretty much close to budget on building permits and plan check fees. We're pretty close. Impact fees are a little bit down. Okay, next. Okay, that's too small to see. But
yes.
On your own screens, maybe, if you want. I've given this numbers before. This is update through January on how the programs, community services, and the other programs like golf that are subsidized are doing, and the star is the events, and its revenues are $60,000 above its expenses through this point. And recreation's about $13,000 ahead of expenses at this point, but we know we get quite a few bills in the spring that lag, and it will be slightly subsidized, but it's shown improvement over the prior year. And we have the other programs like parks and library that are straight reimbursements. There's not a lot of revenue coming in on those.
So, Charlotte, I do have a question on this one.
Okay.
I really like how you've broken down the different funds, and we can see what the current subsidy is for each of these funds.
Yes.
But for golf, you mixed in the... Oh, maybe you do have it here on this one. So it shows the current subsidy is $87,000. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that when you say utility transfer?
So utility transfer, that represents the water that we're charging them now. So the state auditor changed the way that we account for water to ourselves. So it's a non-cash thing, really, but we have to show that we're using about $31,000 in water from the water and sewer, and then we transfer that from the water and sewer fund to repay ourselves.
Okay. So this is maybe a message for Jenny and for Gary, which is when we originally, a different council, I believe a different mayor, when they decided to build this building, and we had lumped everything all together, and the plan was the events will help improve our golf subsidy. It was part of that plan. And you can look at this and see that we're in the black, almost $61,000 for the events, and in the red, now that we're charging water, it's kind of a little bit out of whack, right? But it's about $87,000. Mm-hmm. So we're actually, that's not bad.
Where are you seeing $61,000?
This, I'm seeing the bottom line under events.
So the subtotal under
subtotal
events.
Subtotal under 1065,620.
For actuals.
There's a subtotal right underneath that. So right there.
The $38,000?
No.
No, you're on the wrong one.
Oh,
the one,
the
one underneath that. Right underneath that. 8F.
Yeah.
Oh, 8F.
The 38 is combining everything, I think, for community services.
Yeah.
I think that's an item maybe you should blog about, Daniel.
This is what I was going to suggest. That we ought to point out that plan has borne fruit.
Thank you.
And we're doing pretty well there.
Okay. Next slide. This slide's just there to show what we did at the end of last year. And we always budget more conservative than what we actually are expecting because we're in government. We have to. We can't take those risks. So it ended up really solid year, and we expect if the current trends hold, that it will be better than this last year. Okay, next slide. You can see some of that with this chart. Event rentals are $44,000 ahead of last year, which was a good year. Rec programs, $12,000 ahead. And golf's ahead. Hopefully, there is a caveat right now because we have a Questar shutting our golf course down, so we don't know how that's going to play out yet.
Do we know how much longer they'll have it closed?
I don't.
Their target date was March 2nd, so we're there.
Over.
And so they're going to be at least another week, at least.
Do they know what the delay, why the delay?
It's concrete. The last few days have been weather.
Okay.
So
you think they'll only be here another week or so?
At least a week is my estimate.
Maybe 2 weeks?
At least a week, yeah.
A week to 10 days.
Not a month, though?
No. They won't be here a month.
Fingers crossed.
How, you know, if we're having 50 degree weather in March, do we have high golf revenues during March?
Yeah.
We just took a huge hit last month. Okay. We actually had good revenue in February.
Our temperatures last March were comparable, at least, I mean, February was probably at least as warm as last March. So we looked at those numbers, and it was about 34,000 beside season passes, and we've lost about 16,000 in season passes so far because people want to get their full use out of it,
So are we going to discount the season passes then, since it's less of a golf year than golf?
A lot of people have already, some of them purchased last fall, but there's those that had theirs through this time, so we're going to have to play that by ear. Some have already gone and purchased them elsewhere, awaiting some communication with the others.
So in the update that I sent you guys today, the staff is preparing basically a loss statement that we're going to present to Questar and say, guys, it has affected us negatively to be shut down, and here's how much. And we want to negotiate with you for that reimbursement. So we're going to have those talks with Questar.
Good.
Okay, next. This is a highlight of the changes for the upcoming year. Preliminary changes. This is just a discussion night, but so the certified tax rate could be anywhere between $10,000 to $15,000. Last year it was around $15,000.
Is that just based on property values increasing?
Yeah, a little bit of a little more properties being in the city. You know, last year. Some of the Bridgestone stuff, it's being sold slowly, but it helps. Everything that adds to the city adds to the new growth.
Okay.
So, sales tax, 50,000, we're budgeting what last year's revenues were. We're not, but we've increased the revenues 50,000, which is a 4% increase. Telecom keeps trending down, so that's been decreased by 5,000. Class C roads is a little bit up in the air. It's been kind of flat, but there's been a lot of articles about raising gas tax, so we'll have to see how that plays out in the legislature.
Is anyone aware of where those are? I haven't heard anything.
Where, what is?
Gas tax proposals in the Utah House and Senate.
Do you know if they're dead or are they still?
Very fluid.
Okay. I need to subscribe to that. I need to figure out how to subscribe.
Yeah, so I heard once a 10-cent increase, but I haven't seen anything passed yet. So the garbage increase is just basically based on the actuals of last year. And then we have a placeholder right now for going paperless. Right now, 80%, I think, of our residents get newsletters. So we don't anticipate that they'd all switch July 1st if they switched. And some might still want a paper letter. Some people...
I thought the plan was that we were going to start charging them if they want the paper copy.
Yes, and so that's what this $20,000 is.
Okay.
And then we'd reduce that amount if, say, in 6 months we can say, okay, 80% of these people drop their paper, this amount, we can budget adjust it down. Also, we got to take into account if we're going to add more pages for councilmen to write articles, then that's going to make the cost of it to go up for the people that still want paper copies. Event center rentals, we budgeted $40,000. We think we'll easily beat that this year, so that's a conservative number. The $8,500 is is that water and sewer usage for our parks, open space. And so overall in the general fund, we've budgeted an increase of about $125,000, and that doesn't include, or 3%, that doesn't include the one-time money we're using for the Utah Valley Dispatch of $32,000. Okay, next slide. This is what we've proposed for wages and benefits for the next year. Permanent employee, so that could be full-time or part-time, would get a 3% if they were graded to receive that on average. The employees, the full-time employees were analyzed to see how relevant their salaries were compared to people with the same duties. And there was a couple people that were at below the range. There's a couple people that were at the top of the range. And so not big adjustment there, but there was a couple adjustments for those. Elected officials, we've been offering life insurance, but some people don't opt for that because they don't want to, maybe because they don't want to give up their current life insurance that they're already enrolled in or whatever. And so right now there's a budget alternative in there if they want to, if you're okay with that, that they could do an alternative like a $30 a month program, some type of substitute for life insurance. Health insurance premiums, we've already got quotes from Select Health, and we have been renewing at December, but this would renew us July 1st, and they were able to blend the rate, and it came in at 5.46 in July. If we waited till December, it would go up about 10%. This just takes the average, and that gives us the same plan that we have right now. The PHP Dental hasn't given us a solid bid, but they estimated no more than 5%.
Just a question for Art. Is our dental insurance, is it an optional thing or is it a benefit?
It is a benefit for full-time. Yeah. And no change in rates this year by Utah Retirement System on Tier 1. It's a slight 0.03% decrease on Tier 2 employees. So that's what, if you blow up that, then you can see that it's flat for that. It's under local government, and it's the change is flat, and then on the next page you'll see a 0.03 decrease on the Tier 2 in the far right column. Okay, next.
Hey Chandler,
Charles, I think that's a good place to stop. So
can I ask a question?
Sure.
So when I first started here, everything was COLAs, cost of living adjustment based on inflation. Now we're going with, we've moved over to merit increases. Kind of tell me what the rationale is, you know, one versus the other. I mean, 3% is 3%, I get that. But what's the thought as opposed to doing away with the COLA based on inflation?
A COLA usually is when you everyone gets it despite what they've maybe accomplished or done during the year. So it's just an inflationary change. And then merit's usually based on, you know, they've been a team player and done their goals and stuff. And so usually merit's based on accomplishments.
So has anyone ever not got a merit increase?
There was last year, but we have a pretty small staff, so, and I mean, I can't speak for every department, but I think they would defend most of their employees, because
sure.
They are doing great.
I'm just trying to figure out in my mind merit versus, because I'm seeing this on other boards that I sit on.
Right.
And it could, and I thought, well, inflation's gone way down, so everyone's all of a sudden everyone's going towards merit. And I'm just curious as to what the thinking is.
Yeah. When I was at Salt Lake County, we would get a 1% COLA most years and a 2.75% merit. So 3.75 overall was the average there. And
But the city has actually done merit specifically for many years. It never is a guaranteed COLA. In fact, we've never done COLAs per se. However, we have looked at market rates because we compete for our employees with other communities and other entities. So occasionally there is a market adjustment. There's an analysis and a market adjustment depending on what the range is for that employee or for that position, rather. And even if there is a market adjustment, even if there is a range shift, that doesn't mean that the employee gets any kind of a raise for that. It just ensures that they stay within the range.
Yeah.
So. Not a big deal with me.
Okay.
Continue on.
Okay. I can stop here if you want to go to another topic, because you said about 25 after. Would you like me to stop now and... Or would you like to go to finish?
How much more time do you think you need?
Good a lot.
I don't know. What page are we on? There's 29 slides, so.
I think it's still quite a bit.
So.
Keep on going another five minutes and see how much you can get in there.
So I created this chart. It kind of breaks down. The blue is our fire services. The red is police services. And green is...
Can I ask a favor?
Yeah.
And this is a favor to David for all your employees. Yep. No offense, but when you produce charts, can you do them in 2D and not 3D? They're much more readable when they're in 2D.
We've talked about that.
Thank you.
It's not as cool.
I was going to say that it wasn't cool for me, but...
but that's not the point.
All right. Well, okay, we'll go plain Jane. This is just showing how much fire costs have increased the last 4 years until this last year. And we got increased services with that. But there was also some situations where... we had to pay for more of the paramedic than in the past. You can see from 2011 to 2014, our fire went from 385 to 682, so it almost doubled. Okay, next slide. So these are some of the changes in this last year, and I went over some of the benefits. The total change is $57,000 in wages and benefits, and one of the things that we decided to do was we had been outsourcing custodial work, and we could get a better deal if we hired a part-time person. So there's a shift from seeing that under building maintenance to under part-time employee, so that caused part of the wages to go up, and that's about $10,874 in the general fund. The event coordinator changes to benefits was $15,000, and there was approximately $38,000 to community services staffing overall, and the other departments' increases were about $19,000. We set aside another $10,000 for legal services, and we had to add back the election budget for this upcoming year, and then our public safety budget increased $53,000, and this year fire was very low. I think it was $168 that they projected for Cedar Hills. We put in 1%. overall loan public safety, I think, was about 1.9% that I put. Our police contract is 3.5% each year, which on average has been very, very good competitively. And we have a one-time contribution to Utah Valley Dispatch for $32,000. So, other smaller expenditures, building inspector contract, we're going up for bid for that. Streetlight operation maintenance, and we allocated in the parks. It didn't include the custodial that we do at the parks, so you're going to see a shift of some of the part-time work the public works people do there, plus some sewer and water we added. Community services increases, I talked about that already, but also maintenance to this building. There's going to be some HVAC maintenance and basement floor recoating or refinishing in the basement. And then we have allocated $4,400 more to cultural events, Easter egg hunt. They used to be all just one line item called other events, and we've split them out and given them additional money. The golf.
So, cultural events is not the cultural arts committee.
Yes, it is. Where else would it be?
I thought we had allocated $6,000 to that committee.
So we originally had $6,000. We've raised it to.
Also, this is an increase of $4,400.
$4,400 together.
Okay.
Because we split out the Easter egg hunt too. So we can talk about that, and we haven't had a presentation from them. So the golf subsidy, we've talked about this in the past. The maintenance equipment was $13,000, and then we had to start paying property taxes on the operating lease for the golf carts. That's $4,600. These are some of the cuts. The state of the city going to electronic version saves $4,700 approximately. The paperless version could save us $20,000, or it could, depending on if everyone opts out, if it could be just a little bit if everyone wants to keep it. We'll see how that goes.
But if we assess the cost for printing and mailing, wouldn't we still save that money because we'd have that additional revenue coming in?
Right.
So it should still be close to 20.
Yes. Well, I show the increase on the revenue side, and I still show the full cost on the expenditure side, and we'll reduce both as we find out how many people want to.
Okay.
It's just placeholders right now.
Okay.
Professional services. We saved with our Cassell financial software, and our bank fees continued to be lower. Legal advertising, when we switched to Media One from the Daily Herald, we've saved some money there. We still don't know about our audit and legal retainer costs, depending on how the bids come in. I know we got a bid from Allred Jackson again today, and there's a few other firms that have shown some interest. Public works staff changes, we saved about $9,000 because we had an experienced staff person that left to Alpine. Fitness class expenses, we've reduced that on the revenue and expense side by $17,500. Recreation program supplies, we reduced by $4,500 because of the reversible jerseys that Greg purchased, so people won't have to get a new uniform for every sport. Event advertising reduced by $1,500. And in our transfers to the Capital Projects Fund last year, at the end of the year, we transferred extra money for sign projects, and also we're taking right now earmarking $6,000 of the care taxes for operations in cultural events. So, and then motor pool decreased also the contribution from the general fund.
How about if we end right here?
Great.
And then we'll pick up again.
Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl. Okay. Going back to our work session agenda, got some. We're going to move the discussion on Robert's Rules of Order, essentially running a city meeting, to the next meeting. But David, how much time you want to do with the historical city records? You want to spend any time on that, or let people view it on their own?
I think we just need to mention the fact that we have that displayed here at the council meeting tonight. There's a lot of great records that really show the history of our city and how far we've come and the different changes. Every mayor is on display through the history of the city over there. We did receive a grant in order to get some supplies to maintain our historical records in a better fashion. And as part of that grant, this was one of the commitments that we made to get that grant, was to display this for the public to see.
I think it's really cool. I hope everyone goes over there and looks and reads and sees everything.
How long will it be on display?
Tonight, right here. This room will get used tomorrow, and okay, we will have to move it.
So it's not going to be somewhere where residents can come in and check it out?
No.
Could we set up a table in our...
Yeah, we could set something up at the city hall and move part of it. We may not have this much room, but we could move part of it over to the city hall.
But now that it's organized, we could put it up whenever we wanted to, for like any of our town hall meetings or anything like that. It seems like it would be pretty easy to set up once we've got all the information together. So, okay.
Question on that. How much of this could be digitized and put online?
You know, honestly, all of it eventually could be digitized. Really all those records over there could be. There's actually some old computer cards that are difficult. I mean, we can't even read the card. We don't even know what's on those cards, and we don't have a reader to even read it. It's a very interesting thing. But all the photographs, all the newspapers, all of that really should go electronic. So
okay. We've got a motion to go into exec session to discuss pending or regionally imminent litigation. So someone like to make a motion to go into exec session? I'll take that now.
I move we go into exec session.
Pursuant
to Utah State Code 52.4.204 and 54-4-205 to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation.
Got a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, let's do this. Okay.